Today's year in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Nazir Daf Dalet. We're learning today Lo'ili Nishmas, Jackie Viner's mother-in-law, Irma Leibowitz, Chaya Bas Rav Yaakov HaKohen. All the shalos we learned for should have an aliyah from our learning. Okay, let's chazer over where we left off yesterday. We had begun the Mishnah, obviously, on Gimel Amud Beis, and we had a machlokas between the Tana of our Mishnah and Rabbi Shimon. The Tana of our Mishnah, the Chachamim, is brought down in the same brisa that Rabbi Shimon's opinion was brought down, and that is as follows. When a person says that he wishes to be a Nazir just from one area of Naziris, for example, in our Mishnah on Gimel Amud Beis, we'd said if a person says, I'm a Nazir just from Chartzanim, or he says just from the Zogim, just from the seeds or from the skin, or he just says, I just want to be a Nazir, not do the shavings, the taglachas, I won't cut my hair, or I want to be a Nazir just from not becoming Tomei Tumas Meis. So in that aspect, the Tana of Amisha says it encompasses the entire Nazirus. He just isn't the Nazir from the thing that he specified, but he's a Nazir, a complete full Nazir. That's the author of our Mishnah, which is the opinion of the Chacham and the Braisa. That is not the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says, no, until you say, I want to be a Nazir from everything. If you say, I want to be a Nazir, that includes everything. But if you start specifying, so then you're not a Nazir until you specify everything. So that's the machlokes. Rabbi Shimon says you have to specify everything. The Chacham say, no, even if you specify one thing, you become a Nazir for everything. What are their shitas based upon? Different drushas in the Pesukim, and that's what we started towards the end of yesterday's shiur. Rabbi Shimon bases upon the Pasuk that says, Koyime Nizro, Mikol Asher Yaseh Migefen Hayayin. And then it specifies, it says already, Mikol Asher Yaseh Migefen Hayayin, but then it says, seemingly unnecessarily, Mechartzanim Yadzog Lo Yochal. So Rabbi Shimon says, that's coming to teach us that you must specify everything. If you don't specify everything, then you don't become a Nazir. That's the opinion of Rabbi Shimon based upon that pasuk. The Chacham bring a different pasuk. The Chacham say, no, you have extra words. The pasuk says, "Miyayin v'sheichor yazir chometz yayin v'chometz sheichor lo yishte v'chom mishras anavim lo yishte v'anovim lachem v'yiveshim lo yochel." So, according to the Chachamim, it mentioned these extra words to teach us that, in fact, any aspect that you say is going to be making you into a nazir for the entire gamut of Isurim that a Nazir has, even though you only mentioned one of them. So we have the pasuk that Rabbi Shimon uses to say that you must specify everything and not just individual parts of it, or else you're not a Nazir. And we have the Chachamim that say, no, based upon their pasuk, you must specify, even if you just specify one aspect, you become a Nazir for all the details. Now, you have to now explain what each one does with the other one's pasuk. So that's what we finished off the end of yesterday's shiur with Rabbi Shimon explaining what he does with the Chachamim's pasuk of Miyayin v'sheichar. So Rabbi Shimon says, I need the pasuk Yayin v'sheichar to teach me that the mitzvah of drinking wine, which we said, we proved that it's not talking about Kiddush and Abdallah, we said that it's talking about if a person made a shvua, I will drink wine. So if a person takes upon himself to become a Nazir, it negates that. And therefore, you need the pasuk that the Chachamim brought, Miyayin v'sheichar, to teach us that din. So the question is, the Rabbanan also agree with that din, that if a person made a shvua, that he should go and drink wine, and now he takes upon himself a Naziris, that the Naziris is chayla al shvua. So the Chachamim also need a pasuk, but they don't have Yayin v'sheichar free like Rabbi Shimon does. So how do they learn this out? So he had said towards the end of yesterday's shiur, they learn it out from the fact that it says both Yayin and Sheichar. So they use one X word, Miyayin, to come to teach us their din, that if you specify even one aspect of Naziris, you become a Nazir for everything, and that's Yayin. And then they use the word Sheichar to come to teach us this din that Rabbi Shimon had brought down, that the Naziris is Chayla al Shvua. That's what we left off yesterday's shiur, and I said we didn't explain what Rabbi Shimon does for this din of the Chachamim, and I said we'd get to it. I said we didn't get to it yesterday, we'd get to it today. So that din now is where we're up to, that the word the Rabbi Shimon, which can be found 6 lines on the top of Dalet Amud Aleph, what does Rabbi Shimon do with the X words Yayin v'sheichar? He could also learn out his din just that Naziris is Chayla al Shvua from the word Yayin. Now, he therefore needs a drasha for Sheikhar. So what's the second drasha that he would learn out from the Chachamim's pasuk of Miyayin v'sheichar? The Rabbi Shimon, again, 6 lines on the top, Dalet Amud Aleph, Hainu time to cause a Sheikhar. Why does he need the second word Sheikhar? To teach us the following, La lufe Sheikhar, Sheikhar le mikdash. This comes to teach us a gzeir shava about a din of walking into the Beis HaMikdash in an inebriated state. So the pasuk here by Nazir says Sheikhar, the pasuk by Bias Mikdash entering into the Beis HaMikdash also says you can't have Miyayim v'Sheikhar al teisht atov v'necha itach. That's the famous pasuk from Shmini after the death of Nadav and Avihu. So Aaron and the remaining two sons, Elazar and Isamar, are forewarned, don't ever enter the Beis HaMikdash having drunk Yayim v'Sheikhar. So the word Sheikhar over there in that pasuk, teaches us I will show mashkin that are inebriating lo. So too af gabe mikdash nami, the same din applies. It's only wine yayin who delitzar, wine that's intoxicating, that's inebriating, is also to enter bias mikdash. However, I will shar mashkin hamishtakrin lo. But the opinion of Rabbi Shimon is that if you were to go in there and have other beverages, such as the Gemara will explain in a moment, milk or honey, that can also put you in somewhat of an inebriated state, that's not included in the din of a Nazir, and therefore, through the Gzeir Rishav of Sheikha Sheikha, it's not included in the din of Bias Mikdash. If you walk into the Beis HaMikdash in a somewhat inebriated state from milk or from honey, that is not the same din as Yayim Sheikha al Teish, for a Kohen prohibited to go and drink any wine or Sheikhar, wine products that would intoxicate you. That's forbidden for a Kohen to go into the Beis HaMikdash with that, as opposed to these other intoxicating beverages, inebriating beverages like milk and honey, which are not an Isser. So therefore, Rabbi Shimon uses the second Sheikhar to teach us this din. And obviously, the Chachamim, what do they do now with this din? So the answer is, the Ulafukim in the Yehuda, this goes, this din of intoxicating beverages only to include wine, through this Gzei Rishav of Sheikhar Sheikhar. So that's the opinion of Rabbi Shimon, but it's not the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, and the Chachamim of Rabbi Shimon agree with Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Shimon disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda, and the Chachamim agree with Rabbi Yehuda. Ulafu came with Rabbi Yehuda. What does Rabbi Yehuda say? The Tanya. Yehuda, Omer, Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that if you do have other intoxicating beverages, for example, Ochal Develo Ki'ilos, if you ate these figs, which are going to be potentially inebriating as well, or v'shasa dvash v'cholav, you had honey, dvash, or milk v'cholav, which would also be somewhat inebriating. So then, if you enter into the Beis HaMikdash, v'nichnas HaMikdash, you will be chayim. The opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, which would be the opinion of the Chachamim, who argue with Rabbi Shimon as well, is that the entrance into the Beis HaMikdash with any intoxication upon you, lav davka, yayin v'sheichar, that would be prohibited. And therefore, they disagree with Rabbi Shimon's usage of the word sheichar. That's teretz number one. Ibayis ema, why does Rabbi Shimon hold that you need the word sheichar? If you're not going to use it for the Gzei Rishava, Ibayis ema, Rabbi Shimon, lesle isser chalal isser. In fact, Rabbi Shimon holds that an isser is not chal on already existing isser. So, for example, the Tanya, as we have in the Braisa, Rabbi Shimon Omer, if somebody were to go and eat ochel nevela, he eats a nevela. Now, nevela is an animal that died without shchita, so it's called a nevela. So you have Bessie the cow that dies without shchita, and then you go and eat that on a regular weekday, so you're over in Issa, a terrible Issa of eating nevela. But that piece of nevela meat, that steak, is already also to you. Now, ochel nevela, b'yom ha-kippurim. Now in Yom Kippur, there's an additional Isser added on. It's an Isser that's, whether it's chalal Isser, you already are asked to eat this piece of nevela. Now it's Yom Kippur, you're asked to eat even the kosher meat. So Rabbi Shimon's opinion is, if you were to go and eat ochel nevela b'yom ha-kippurim, you would in fact be potter. Potter doesn't mean it's allowed. Potter means that you're not chayev chatas for eating this on Yom Kippur by accident. So if you didn't know that you weren't allowed to go and eat on Yom Kippur, you forgot it was Yom Kippur, and you ate nevela meat on Yom Kippur, so normally if you ate kosher meat on Yom Kippur, you'd be chayev chatas, because the prohibition of eating on Yom Kippur is an isser kares, if you did it intentionally, and by accident, the isser would be bringing a chatas. So in this situation, you'll be potter for bringing a chatas. Why is that? Because Rabbi Shimon holds from this drush of Sheikhar that you don't have an isser chal al isser. So the nevela meat was already asa to you. You can't have it more asa to you by eating it on Yom Kippur. So he needs the word sheikhar. Rabbi Shimon needs the word, the extra word sheikhar in the pasuk, yayim v'sheikhar, to teach us that even if there was wine that was already asa to you for whatever the reason, and now you become an azir, so that wine has an additional prohibition of isser chal al isser only in this situation, in general, ain't Issachal Elisser. But the extra word Shecha tells me that a Nazir is not allowed to drink wine that was already prohibited to him if he goes and drinks it now on as a Nazir. So if he, in fact, then drinks this wine, as the Tosus says in Dibur Maaskel, Rabbi Shimon, let's le Issachal Elisser, Pirush bi Alma, we said in general from the Braisa Kedetanya that he doesn't hold Issachal Elisser. The E Lav Kro of Vishechar, Hocha, if we didn't have the extra Vishechar, Hav Amina, I would have said, Hecho de Nishba Shalolishtos, if a person swore that he wouldn't drink wine. So that wine is already Azer to him. And then Vishuv Hizir bin Azer, and he made an additional prohibition of this wine upon him by becoming an Azer. And then Vishasa Biyayid, and he drank this wine, I would say he'd only be Chayiv for being over his Shvua. Lo Chayiv and Aziris. But he wouldn't be Chayiv for transgressing his Aziris, because that wine was already Aser. Oh, Kamash Velam, the Kroy Yisera, Miyayim Vishachar, the Imnishba Shalo Lishtos Kozet, that if a person were to swear, I am not drinking this cup of wine, and then Vinodha Vinazir, and he then takes upon himself an Aziris, the Avar Vishasa Kos, and then he goes and drinks this wine, which he swore not to drink, but he's also now Aser because of Aziris subsequently. The Loki Tarti would get Malkus twice, once for breaking his Shvua, Mishum Shvuasa, and once for Mishum Naziris. And therefore, that's why Rabbi Shimon needs the extra word, V'yayim Shechar. What do the Chachamim do with this din? They don't have a problem. They don't hold from this Braisa that Rabbi Shimon holds from. Rabbi Shimon Omer Ha'ochel Nevel B'Yom Kippurim is Padr. They say, no, Isser is Chalal Isser. Therefore, in that situation where you ate Nevela and Yom Kippur, and you ate it by accident, you would be Chayiv Chatos. Even though you're not Chayiv Chatos eating Nevela, you're Chayiv eating Chatos on Yom Kippur. The Isser is Chal al Isser. And so too over here, if you had made this cup of wine Asatiyuv with a Shvua, and then you took upon yourself Naziris, so if you drank that cup of wine, you'd be Chayiv twice anyway. You don't need the Pasuk Vishechar to teach us that, and therefore they have it extra to learn the Dinim that we just said. That is the first aspect of the Machlokus Rabbi Shimon and the Chachamim. What do the Rabbi Shimon do with the Chachamim's Pasuk of Miyayim V'Sheichar, and then the additional din that we learned out, how the Chachamim learned them. So we finished the first half of the question. Now we enter the second half of the question. L'Rabbanon, what do the Chachamim do with Rabbi Shimon's Pasuk? Nami, after all, Rabbi Shimon's Pasuk was a extra pasuk, haksiv mikol hashe yosin yigefen ayayin. Those extra words. That's why Rabbi Shimon said you need them to teach me that until you specify everything, you're not a nazir. So the chachamim don't learn that drasha. So what do they do with the extra words in the pasuk mikol hashe yosin yigefen ayayin? So the chachamim would say, yamiluch rabbanon. The rabbanon and the chachamim would say, hasam. When you talk about micharzanim the adzog, those extra words is limed al isurei nazir shemitzdarfim zemzeh. So a Nazir, in order to get Malkus, has to eat a minimum amount. He's not allowed to drink anything. Chazish is also in a Torah. He's not allowed to drink any wine, not allowed to have any grape seeds, etc. However, in order to make the shear to get Malkus, you have to have the shear. Let's say if it's liquid, it would be a revius. If it's solid, it would be a kezias. So therefore, in order to be over the Issa to get Malkus, you have to have, let's say, a kezias of zogim, or a kezias of chartzanim. So what happens if you had only a half a kezias of zogim and a half a kezias of chatzanim? So each one alone isn't the shia. Do you combine them or not? So the chachamim say from this pasuk, mechatzanim ad zog, that comes to teach us that in fact you're mitzdarfim these two. No. What about Rabbi Shimon? Now, he needs these pasuk to teach us his din. So Gemara says, no, Rabbi Shimon, less late siruf. He doesn't hold this concept of siruf. Rabbi Shimon's opinion is that even eating a smaller amount will get you Malkus. The Tanya, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kol Shula Malkus. You don't need a Kezias or Revius, respectively, solid versus liquid. He says any amount will get you Malkus. Why did they give us the share of a Kezias then? La'amru Kezias Elinian Karban. That's if a person is dealing with something where the Isser, if you did it intentionally, would be a Mises Basedin, or it would be Kares. So then if you do it unintentionally, you have a Chiyav of a Karban Chatas. So that requires a share. That's why you need the share of a Kezias to tell us that in situations where there's a chiyav of a chatas, the only time you chayav the chatas is if you had the shear of a kezias. But that has nothing to do with the din of Malkus. The din of Malkus is called Shula Malkus, according to Rabbi Shimon, and therefore he doesn't need the pasuk of that he brought down. He doesn't need us to teach us this din of mitzdarfin, because he says it's not true. It's no requirement for mitzdarfin. You don't need to get a kezias. You can even be chayav Malkus for even a mashu. And therefore, it's free to teach him his drasha that until you ask yourself from all aspects of Naziris, you're not considered a Nazir. So now we've concluded the understanding of the machlokas between Rabbi Shimon and the Chachamim, and the Chachamim were the Tana of our Mishnah on Gimel Amud Beis. Next Mishnah. If a person says, and I'm going to read this Mishnah with the final understanding of the Gemara. If a person says, Hareini Kishimshon, so that doesn't make him into a Nazir. If he adds on and he says, Hareini Kishimshon Keven Manoach, and he then says, I want to be like Shimshon ben Manoach. Shimshon's father was Manoach. His mother was Hatzlal Puni. She was the one that received the Nevuah in the Navi. And she tells her husband Manoach, who then says, let's go find that person. It turns out to be the Malach. And the Malach tells them that you're going to have a child. They had been childless for a long time. And this child would be a Nazir from Beten, from birth. And if a person says, I wish to be like Shimshon, who is the son of Manoach, that's still not enough to make you a Nazir. It's only when you add one of the next three phrases that makes you a Nazir. And in fact, if you say any of the next three phrases alone, there is no doubt, as the Gemara will explain, that you're meant to be a Nazir. So any of the next three phrases alone is enough to make you a Nazir. And certainly when you add it to Hareini Kishimshon Kevem Manoach, and then you say Kebal Delela, that I want to be a Nazir, like Shimshon ben Manoach, who was the husband of Delilah. Now there's no doubt that you meant you want to be a Nazir like Shimshon, and then you are a Nazir. Or if you add it on, I want to be Hareki Shimshon kiven Manoach, kimi sha'okar dalsos azu, the one who ripped off Shimshon, the famous story in the Navi, that he ripped off the gates of the city of Gaza, of Aza, so that person was definitely Shimshon, and you say, I want to be like that person, so that clearly makes you into a Nazir as well. A Nazir Shimshon, which we'll discuss in the next Mishnah, right down the Amud, as to what exactly is a Nazir Shimshon as opposed to a regular Nazir. There are some differences I had mentioned in the outline before we started the Masechta. So there are differences between a Nazir Shimshon and a regular Nazirus and a Nazir Olam, which we'll learn about in the next Mishnah as well. Or if the person says over here in our Mishnah, let's finish off our Mishnah, he says, I want to be Kishimshon ben Manoach. And then he adds, Kimi Shinikru Plishtim Seinav. Nebuch Shimshon was blinded after Delilah cut off all of his hair and he became weak. So the Plishtim bound him and they blinded him. And ultimately, Shimshon kills all the Plishtim in the temple of Dagon, their Avodah Zarah. So the Mishnah tells us that if you say you want to be like that Shimshon that was the one that had his eyes blinded by the Plishtim, if you use the first two Lashonis alone, Kishimshon, Kiben Manoach, that's not enough, but when you add on any of these additional three Lashonos, Kibal Delela, or Kimisha Okadal Suzazo, or Hareze, Kimisha Nikru Plishtim Esenov, then Hareze Nazir Shimshon, then you in fact do become a Nazir Shimshon. And the Tosus points out that even if you just said any of the last three by themselves, if you just said Kibal Delelo, if you just said Kamisha Sadal Susaza, or if you just said Kamisha Niku Plishtim Seinov, so each of those is so specific that it means if you want to be a Nazir Shimshon, there's no doubt. So the Gemara now asks, I basically explained to the Mishnah with the Gemara, and the Gemara now asks, Lomali Lemisna Kol Halait, why do you have to say three things? Why isn't it enough to say just Shimshon that makes you a Nazir Shimshon, or just Keben Manoach, or Shimshon Ben Manoach, that's enough to make you a Nazir? It's not. Why not? Why do you have to add one of the third things, or just say those last three things that the Mishnah mentioned by themselves? So Lomali Lemisna Kol Halait, why do you have to say Shimshon Ben Manoach, and then additionally, one of the other ones. So Gemara says, Tzricha, you need it. Because if the person just said, the Amar Hareini Kishimshon, you know what I would have said? I mean, if a person just said that statement, so then I might think, Shimshon Achrina, he's talking about a different Shimshon. He's talking about the guy that lives down the block who always is the first one in shul. I want to be like Shimshon down the block. So you might think it's a Shimshon Achrina. So therefore, Kamash Balan, that you have to say Shimshon, who's Ben Manoach. So that's why it has to say Ben Manoach. No. So if you just tell me Shimshon Ben Manoach, V'yato Tana Kiven Manoach, and this means even if you would say Shimshon Ben Manoach, that's also not enough, because you know what I would have said? Havamina Ika Dimiskari Hach. Yeah, the guy down the block, his name happens to be Shimshon Ben Manoach. As well as there was Manoach, he said it wouldn't be nice to have a kid named Shimshon. So it's Lav Dafka a proof, albeit somewhat unlikely, but it's Lav Dafka a proof that he means somebody else, and therefore you don't become a Nazir Shimshon. Therefore, you need to say one of the other three statements if you're saying Shimshon ben Manoach, or just one of the other three statements, Kamash Blad, if you say Kabal Delila, or if you were to say Kamish Akadal Susazo, or if you were to say Umish Nikru Plishtim Es Einav, so then it's clear, there's no doubt. You're not talking about the guy down the block, you're not talking about somebody else, you're talking about the great Shimshon, the Shofate, and therefore that would make you into a Nazir Shimshon. Now, the next Mishnah asks, and we go and continue, the next Mishnah asks, Ma bein Nazir Olam le Nazir Shimshon? What's the difference between a Nazir Olam and Nazir Shimshon? The Gemara is going to answer, Nazir Olam, Hecha de Minkare. What do you mention that you now tell me the difference between the two of them? So we're going to learn in the Gemara that there's a Chisuri Maxer here, and it should first tell us that there is also a concept of Nazir Olam. So once it tells us the concept of Nazir Olam, the Gemara is saying that's what's missing over here in the Mishnah. So now the Mishnah asks, what's the difference between a Nazir Olam and a Nazir Shimshon? Again, we've already learned about a regular Stam Nazir. That's a person who takes upon himself a Naziris for a specified period of time. It could be a very long period of time, it could be 20 years, or it could be just minimum of 30 days. So those are the dinim that we mentioned. You're not allowed to have any grape or wine product. You're not allowed to go be Tamei Tumas Meis, and you're not allowed to go cut your hair. Fine. That's a regular Nazir. There's something different about a Nazir Olam and something different about a Nazir Shimshon from a regular Nazir. What is that? What's the difference between a Nazir Olam and a Nazir Shimshon, and therefore contrast it to a regular Nazir? So the Mishnah tells us, a Nazir Olam, the person takes upon himself to be a Nazir Olam forever. There's no time specification. Till the end of my life, the person says. I wish to be a Nazir. So in that situation, there is a kula that's involved. That's a big chumrah to be a Nazir for the rest of your life. He doesn't say 100 years. He says for the rest of my life. So there's no time specified whatsoever. And therefore, in this situation, his hair is going to get long. Hichbid saro. When his hair gets very long, you don't take a haircut for many, many, many years. Your hair is going to be very, very, very long. So therefore, it's too heavy for him. It's too bothersome for him. So the din is that a person who takes upon himself a Nazir Olam is allowed to be mekil bitar, is allowed to go and trim his hair somewhat. Doesn't shave it all off, but he's allowed to trim it. The Gemara will have a machlokas. How often is he allowed to do this? Is it once a year, once every 30 days? The Gemara will have this machlokas. In any event, he is allowed to trim his hair if he's a Nazir Olam. Normally, a regular Nazir or a Nazir Shimshon is not allowed to trim the hair at all. But this Nazir Olam is allowed to go and make out, to loosen, to lighten up, to trim his hair on a regular basis, either once every 30 days or once a year. When he does so, he has to bring the regular korbanos that a Nazir brings at the conclusion of his regular Naziris. So when a person says, Stam Naziris is 30 days, he says there's going to be a Nazir for 30 days, at the end of the 30-day period of time, if he's Betara the whole time, so then he brings three korbanos. We mentioned this previously in the introduction as well. He brings an Ola, a Chatos, and a Shlomim. So too, this Nazir Olam, when he's Mekel Betar, when he does this Taglachas, this partial taglachas, he loosens his hair, he trims his hair, so then he has to bring these three korbanos, the ola, the chatos, and the shlomim. If he becomes tameh, the imnitma, if the nazir olam becomes tameh, so then maybe korban tuma. He has to bring the regular korbanos tuma that a regular nazir has to bring. He has to bring the two bird offerings, and he has to bring the asham. That's the dinim of a nazir olam. As opposed to, but all the prohibitions apply with the one exception that he's allowed to be mekel batar on somewhat of a regular basis. A Nazir Shimshon, however, is never allowed to cut his hair. He says, I'm going to be a Nazir Shimshon for the rest of my life, so then he's never allowed to go and cut his hair. And therefore, hich bitzaro, just like with Shimshon, his hair was very, very, very long. Nevertheless, eino mekel, he is not allowed to go and cut his hair. That's just like a regular Nazir. For the period of time that a regular Nazir is specified, he's going to be a Nazir. He's not allowed to lighten his hair. So he's going to be a Nazir for 10 years. He can't go lighten his hair, trim his hair every year, every 30 days. He's forever, during the period of the Naziris, forbidden to go and cut his hair. So too, a Nazir Shimshon is forever, for the period of time that he's a Nazir Shimshon, forbidden to go and cut his hair. The second aspect, however, is a big kula by a Nazir Shimshon. The imnitma, if the Nazir Shimshon becomes tamei, there's no prohibition. Now, the lashon of the Mishnah is ein omevi carbon tumah. That implies that he's not allowed to become tamei, but if he does become tamei, he doesn't bring the carbon as tumah. He doesn't have to bring the two bird offerings and the asham. We'll see in the Gemara that it actually means lichatchila, even though he intentionally became tamei. No problem. It's heter gomer. I was to use this lashon of bidyeved, the im nitma. If he becomes tamei, then ein omevi carbon tumah. So yes, that tells me that if he becomes tamei, he doesn't have to be the carbon tumah. But that implies he's not allowed to become tamei. So the Gemara is going to ultimately answer because of parallelism. Because it said the im nitma in regards to the nazir olam. It said the im nitma may be carbon tumah. So for parallelism, it says the im nitma by the nazir shimshon ein omevi carbon tumah. But it's even lechatchil he's allowed to become tamei. So that's the Mishnah telling us the difference between a Nazir Shimshon and a Nazir Olam. And the Gemara says, where in the world are we talking about the difference between Nazir Shimshon and Nazir Olam? Nazir Olam, Mandakar Shmei. Where do we mention the name of Nazir Olam that we're now contrasting it with a Nazir Shimshon and a regular Naziris? So the Gemara says, as I pointed out, Chisuri Masavachitani, there are words missing over here. Rebbe intentionally left out some things to remind us that the Torah, Sheh Ba'al Peh, is not allowed to be written down, even though Rebbe knew and saw with all the other Tanoim that if we don't write down the Mishnayos, people are going to forget them, that we weren't on the same level as the generation of the Tanoim, that they knew all the Mishnayos by heart. So therefore, we had to write them down, but in order to remind us that this was something that was a little bit wrong, so Rebbe every now and then leaves out pieces of the Mishnah. And here, what he left out in the Mishnah was the Mishnah should have started off with Homer Hareini Nazir Olam. Harei is a Nazir. If a person says they wish to be a Nazir Olam, then he becomes a Nazir Olam. He is a Nazir. And what is the din of a Nazir Olam? And how does that contrast with a Nazir Shemsho? Now we have the rest of the Mishnah. Mabe Nazir Olam Nazir Shemsho. Now we quote our entire Mishnah. Nazir Olam Hich Bit Saro. If a Nazir Olam gets his hair very long, he's going to be a Nazir for the rest of his life. His hair becomes heavy, so hichbit saro, so he's allowed to be makele. We use the lashon of hichbit, it becomes heavy, and makele becomes light, to imply that when his hair grows, he's allowed to go and trim it every now and then. Umevi shalosh beimus, and when he does this trimming, either once a month or once every year, as we'll learn in the Gemara later on, so he has to go bring the three korbanos that the nazir brings at the conclusion of his regular naziris, the ola, the chatos, and the shlomim. Fine. The im nitma, and if the nazir olam does become tummy, so then he has to be in the regular korban tumah, maybe korban tumah, and he brings the two bird offerings and the asham like a regular nazir, as opposed to a nazir shimshon hich bitzaro. If his hair does become in fact heavy, he's not allowed to go lighten it. Ain't no make over time. He can't go and trim his hair anytime, not once every 30 days, not once a year, period. Well, he's a Nazir Shimshon, he's not allowed to cut his hair. We turn to Dalet Amud Beis. Now, I don't know why we don't repeat the words the Im Nitma, because that was in the Mishnah as well. So if he did become Tameh, Eino maybe Karban Tumah. He doesn't have to go bring a Karban Tumah in this situation, because, as we pointed out, he's L'chatchila allowed to go and become Tameh. So he certainly doesn't bring any Karbanos if he does become Tameh, because he's L'chatchila allowed. Okay. Now we ask on that, carbon hudalomaisi, from this law shown of eno mevi carbon tumma by a nazir shimshon, it implies that, okay, if he becomes tummy, he's not allowed to, but if he becomes tummy, then he doesn't have to bring the carbonos. But that seems to go against what we said is the din. Abo nazirus chayla leit, that seems to say that, no, he's not allowed to go and become tummy, but that's not the din. So Gemara says, no. Who's the author of Mishnah? Mani Masnisen. If that, you're telling me, is that a Nazir Shimshon is not allowed to become Tommy, he just doesn't bring the Korbanos Tumah, that doesn't go like any opinion that we know. Lo Rabbi Yehuda, Lo Rabbi Shimon. It doesn't go like the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, nor the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. What are those opinions? The Tanu, we learn the Braisa. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda tells us, Nazir Shimshon Mutal Tanu Lemeis. That's the halacha. That a Nazir Shimshon is in fact allowed to become Tommy Lemeis. It's not that it's Bidiyevet, he doesn't bring the Korbanos. Lichatchila, he's allowed to become Tommy Meis. How do we know that from? From Shimshon himself, who touched many of the plishtim. She came on Sino B'Shimshon Shenitma. He killed many of the plishtim, and he obviously had to touch them when he died. So therefore, he becomes Tamei Tumas Meis. As Tosus points out, even if you want to hold in Dibur HaMaskel Elo Gamrinon, meaning that even if you want to hold that Kivrei Ovdei Kochavim Ein HaMetamin, that there's no Tumas Ohel by Tumas Ovdei Kochavim, a dead body of a non-Jewish person isn't Metamei Tumas Ohel, so if you walked over that grave, you wouldn't become Tamei as you would if you walked over the grave of a Yid, nevertheless, but Ohel, that's only din of Tumas Ohel. B'maga Mi'ot Metamin, by touching them, assuming Shimshon touched those people that he killed, so therefore, he would in fact become Tamei Tumas Meis. So clearly, the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda is that lechatchila you're allowed to become tamei tumas meis. So if you say that's not what our Mishnah means, our Mishnah is a lashon b'di'evet, our Mishnah can't be authored by Rabbi Yehuda, but it can't be authored by Rabbi Shimon either. What did Rabbi Shimon hold? Rabbi Shimon Omer, ha'omer nazir shimshon. If a person declares himself to be a nazir shimshon, it doesn't work. Lo amar klum. One cannot make himself a nazir shimshon because we don't find that Shimshon ever said that he's a nazir shimshon. Shelo motzinu b'shimshon sheyatzus nizirus mipiv. He didn't make himself a Nazir. Hashem made him a Nazir from birth. And therefore, as a result of that, you can't become a Nazir Shimshon. So Rabbi Shimon can't be the author of our Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda can't be the author of our Mishnah. Those are the only two opinions that we know about regarding Nazir Shimshon. So who's the author of our Mishnah? If you're telling me it's only B'diyadet that you don't bring the Korbanos, but L'chachili, you're not allowed to become Tamei Tumas Meis if you're Nazir Shimshon. So Gemara says, Mani, who's the author of Mishnah? Rabbi Yehuda, Hamar Fil L'chachila. It can't be Rabbi Yehuda because he says, L'chachila, you'll have to become Tamei. And Umas Nisa Ketani Im Nitma. If you're saying Im Nitma, is a Lashon of B'di Yevet. it cannot be the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. And if you're telling me the Mishnah is Rabbi Shimon, it can't be because he doesn't hold Nazir Shimshon. If Rabbi Shimon, there is no such thing as a Nazir Shimshon according to Rabbi Shimon. So Gemara gives the obvious teretz, the Olam Rabbi Yehuda, it's talking about Rabbi Yehuda. And as I mentioned, the Aydi Diktoni Gabi Nazir Olam Im Nitma. So for parallelism, Tonanami Gabi Nazir Shimshon Im Nitma. It used the Lashon of Im Nitma in the Reisha, telling us the Din by Nazir Olam. So for parallelism, it uses that same Lashon of the Im Nitma in regards to the Nazir Shimshon, but it doesn't mean the same thing, it's just for parallelism. By the Nazir Shimshon, we pass him like Rabbi Yehuda. The author of our Mishnah clearly holds it's a Nazir Shimshon. So the author of our Mishnah must be Rabbi Yehuda and not Rabbi Shimon. And therefore, since we know that Rabbi Yehuda's position is, l'chatchila, you're allowed to become Tomei as a Nazir Shimshon. So the only reason it mentions Im Nitma is for parallelism. Oh, now we understand the Mishnah. Gemara says, let us suggest that this machlokus between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, can you or can you not become a Nazir Shimshon, is in fact a machlokus of other Tanoim. Harei, in this situation, lema plukta tahani tanoi kemiflugi, that this is a machlokus tanoi, because if a person says, harei olai kibichor, he has a loaf of bread in front of him, and he says, I want to make a konem, I want to make a neder, that this piece of bread should be like the din of bichor. Now, bichor is a korban. A bichor is an animal, firstborn animal, that is a male firstborn animal that is born to a cow, let's say. So this baby calf that is a male baby calf, firstborn, is a korban. It is a din of a korban bechor. And you have to give it to the Kohen. The Kohen brings it to the base of Middash and shefts it if it doesn't have a mum, and it's eaten as a korban bechor. Now, this is something that automatically becomes a korban bechor. It is automatically a bechor from birth. You don't have to declare it to be a bechor. So this enters into a machlokis. What happens if a person makes a neder on something that was already osur, not by your declaring it osur via a neder, but based upon the fact that it is osur intrinsically? So if you say, I want this loaf of bread to be like a bechor is intrinsically osur. You didn't have to make it osur. So the opinion of Rabbi Yaakov is that it's osur, the neder takes effect. Rabbi Yaakov holds that a neder can take effect on a dovor that was intrinsically osur without you making it osur. That's Rabbi Yaakov's opinion. So if you say this loaf of bread should be like a bechor, and a bechor was osur intrinsically, nevertheless, that is a valid neder, Rabbi Yaakov osur. That loaf of bread becomes to you like a regular korban that you voluntarily made, saying that it should be like a bechor is no different. The opinion, however, of Yossi is no. For Yossi's mativ, he says you can only make a neder, you say it should be like a korban, but it can't be like a korban that was obligatory to you, such as bechor, but it had to be something that you made into a korban. And therefore, when you say this loaf of bread should be like that type of a korban, the neder would be chal. But if you make the loaf of bread something that was also in and of itself, like a bechor, so then Rav Yossi says that's not a valid neder. Okay, so this is a famous machlokas between Rav Yaakov and Rav Yossi. What does a neder to be working, what does that be chal on? Rav Yaakov says it can be chal on anything that is also. You're comparing this bread now to something that is also. The bread becomes also to you. The neder works. Whereas Rav Yossi says, no, the only time that bread will become also to you with the neder is if you're comparing it to something that you made also, not something that was intrinsically also. So now let us say that this machlokas between Rav Yaakov and Yossi is exactly the machlokas between Rav Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. My lab, shouldn't it be that Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi Yaakov? Rabbi Yehuda, who says that a person can make himself into a Nazir Shimshon. A Nazir Shimshon was intrinsically a Nazir. Shimshon was intrinsically a Nazir. Nobody had to declare that he was a Nazir because Hashem made him a Nazir. It was already Aser. So let us say that Rabbi Yehuda holds Sovel Loki Rabbi Yaakov. Dama lo bo'inan davar hanidor. It doesn't have to be when you're comparing the loaf of bread to say it should be also this loaf of bread, like that item, so that item didn't have to be something that you made also, it could be intrinsically also. That's the opinion, therefore, of Yehuda, that even though Shimshon didn't make himself into a Nazir Shimshon, Hashem made him into a Nazir Shimshon, nevertheless, you can make yourself into a Nazir Shimshon, so let us say that Yehuda holds like Rabbi Yaakov. Da'amar, lo bo'inan, davar anidar, but you can even make a neder on something that was intrinsically also. As opposed to Rabbi Shimon, who says, no, you can't make yourself into a Nazir Shimshon because a Nazir Shimshon wasn't stated. You didn't make Shimshon into a Nazir. Hashem made Shimshon into a Nazir, and therefore you can't make yourself into a Nazir Shimshon. And Rabbi Shimon therefore holds like Rabbi Yossi. Sabar law kirev Yosi, who says the Amar Boinon Dovar Hanidar, that the only time you can say this loaf of bread should be aser is to make it like a carbon, something that you created into a carbon, but not something that was intrinsically aser. So let's align these opinions that Rav Yehuda holds like Rav Yaakov and Rav Shimon holds like Rav Yosi. Someone says no, lav dafka, lo. In fact, everybody holds like Rav Yosi that you can only make a neder on something that was made into a davar aser. You can only say this loaf of bread should be like a carbon because I made that animal into a carbon. I declared this animal should be an olah, this animal should be a chatas. And only in that situation can I compare the bread to that and make the bread aser via neder. But not if it was something intrinsically aser. Then what is the machlokes regarding a bechor? If you're telling me that both Rav Yaakov and Rav Yosi hold that it must be a neder to work, must be on a dov or a nidor, you're comparing the loaf of bread to something that you made aser, so then what are they arguing about by Bechor? So the Gemara says, shiny gabi Bechor. There's a machlokes over here between Rav Yaakov and Rav Yosi that has nothing to do with the regular din of dov or nidor. Even Rav Yaakov agrees to that din. But by Bechor, he says that's the exception to the rule because the pasuk says, Dichsib be la Hashem. The pasuk says, Ish ki yodar neder la Hashem. So the extra word la Hashem, of course you're making a neder la Hashem. So the extra word la Hashem is l'rabo, says HaBechor. That comes to teach us that even though a Bechor is something that was intrinsically usher, in this situation, Rav Yaakov holds, because of the extra word Lashem, that it allows you to go and make the bread like a Bechor, that will take the effect, the neder will take effect, and the bread will be usher. Nu, what does Rav Yosi do with the extra word Lashem? He obviously disagrees with that drasha. So Amalach, Rav Yosi would say, the extra word Hashem, Lashem, how Lashem, miboile lirabos chatos yoshem. That comes to tell us that if you made something into a chatos or an oshem, and then you say this loaf of bread should be like that chatos or oshem, so that does work. That's considered a davar nidor. Now, why would you think it's not a davar nidor? Because you can't voluntarily make something into a chatos or an oshem. You have to have done a sin, and only then can you bring a chatos or an oshem. So you might have thought that without the extra word, Lashem, that comparing a loaf of bread to a chatos or nashim would not make that loaf of bread aser. Therefore, this is the extra word Lashem is coming to be marbe chatos and nashim. So that is the opinion of Rav Yosi. So more asks, Umar or Isa, why did you, Rav Yosi, say that the extra word Lashem is l'rabos chatos v'yashim, u'lahotzi es ha-bechor, but not to include bechor? Why not do it the other way? Say it includes bechor and not chatos and nashim. So Gemara says, Rav Yosi would answer, Marba ni chatas yoshem. The reason why he included chatas yoshem and did not include Bechor is because shekein matfisim b'neder. The bottom line is, while you can't voluntarily donate a chatas yoshem, once you are required to bring a chatas yoshem, you have to designate it. So you are makdish that animal. Oh, so therefore that animal was something that you made aser, and therefore you can be matfisim b'neder. Umotzi ani yisa b'chor. But Rav Yosi would say a b'chor, you don't have to declare it to be a Bechor. It's a Bechor no matter what. As opposed to the Chatas and Asher, which you can't voluntarily donate, but you can designate them, as opposed to Bechor, which you don't even have to designate. Umotzi ni'is a Bechor, she'ein matfiso b'neder. You don't make the animal into a Bechor. Therefore, you can't use it to be matfis and neder and say this loaf of bread should be like a Bechor. That's Rav Yosi's opinion. No, Rav Yaakov, what does he do with that after all? Doesn't he agree that a Bechor doesn't need to be made into a Bechor for it to be a Bechor? So Rav Yaakov would say, on Allah, he says, no, you're right. Well, technically, you don't have to. Bechor nami matfiso b'nedu. I do say that the word Lashem comes to include all of them, not only Chatas and Oshem, but even Bechor. Why is that? Because the Tanya, Shabes Rabbeinu Abu, they said in the house of Rabbeinu, now, that normally means Rebbe, Rav Yehuda Nasi. So in the house of Rav Yehuda Nasi, they said, Minayin l'nolad lo b'chor. Where do we know that if a person has a firstborn animal that's male, that it has a din of b'chor, b'soch edro, in his flock, shemitzvah lov latisho. Not only that it becomes a b'chor intrinsically by itself, but there's a mitzvah for you to declare it to be a b'chor. Because the pasuk says, shenemar, hazochor takdish. It says, kol ha-b'chor she'yivolad b'chor kovitzoncha, hazochor takdish l'ashem lokecha. So there is a mitzvah upon you to go and declare it a Bechor, even though it's intrinsically a Bechor. And that's why I would have said that, indeed, if a person is matvis onto a Bechor, it works. That's why Rav Yaakov has to tell us that is learned out from Lashem, as opposed to Rav Yosi, who excludes the Bechor. New Gemara says, Rav Yossi, what does he do with Rav Yaakov's argument? It seems like a good argument that there is a mitzvah to be makdish the Bechor. So Rav Yossi says, and what happens if you don't do that mitzvah? Rav Yossi, malocha, nihi, I agree with you. The mitzvah, lakdisho. I agree with this drasha from the base rabbi, that a person should be, based upon the pasuk chazachar takdish, that you should go be makdish. But what happens if you don't? Ilo makdish lei, milo kadosh. If you're not makdish it, it's not a Bechor. So the bottom line is, it's a Bechor no matter what. Therefore, it's not considered to be a Dover HaNidor under any circumstances, albeit I need the word Lashem to teach me that a Chatas and an Asham, I might have thought that they should also be excluded. Therefore, we're Marba Chatas and Asham, but we're not Marba Bechor. That's the machlokes between Rav Yaakov and Rav Yossi. The Gemara says, just like we darshan the word Lashem that we found by a Neder, Ish Yidor Neder Lashem, we have the same law shown by a Nazir, where we have an extra word Lashem. Says Kol Bechor Asher Yivolei Bivkar Chovitzon Chazachor Takdish LaHashem Elokecha. So Gabi Nazir Nami Hoksiv LaShem. We have the extra word LaShem by a Nazir. What do we do with that drasha? So the Gemara says How Mi Boy LeLichatanya. We need that for the following famous story. This is one of the most famous stories in all of Shas. Amish Shimon HaTzadik, the great Shimon HaTzadik said, Mi Yomai Lo Achalti Asham Nazir Tomei. In all my life, Shimon HaTzadik said, I never ate from a carbon that a Tomei Nazir brought. The two bird offerings, the Ola and the Chatas, you don't eat the Ola, but you're allowed to eat the Chatas, and the Asham that is brought, he never would eat from those types of carbonos, because he was concerned that when the person, we had already mentioned this Svara earlier, when the person took upon himself the Stam Nazirs of 30 days, he said, okay, for 30 days I'll manage not to become Tomei Mace, I'll manage not to cut my hair, I'll manage not to drink wine. Then he becomes Tommy on day 29, he says, another 30 days, it's 59 days now altogether, that's way too much for me. And therefore he's mischarit, he has regret, albeit he never nullified his neder, so he is in Nazir, and he has to be in the Korbanos, but it's a little bit like Chulin Bazara and Shimon HaTzadik, the great famous Shimon HaTzadik. He said, I don't participate in eating any carbon that has even a chashash on it. So he says, Miyamai, all my life, Lochati Asham Nazir Tomei, I never ate from a Nazir who was Tomei, who brought his Kabanos, except one time. Chutz Miyad Mechad. What was this one person? Shaboy Laman Adarim. This guy came up from the south of Eretz Israel. He was a very handsome guy. Yofe Nayim, beautiful eyes. Vitov Roy, a great visage. He was a handsome guy. Ukvutso Sov, Siduros Lo Tal Talim. He had very beautiful, long hair. And Amartilo, I said to him, Nubini, Mara Isa, Lishachi Seyor Nozer, why are you becoming a Nozer that you're going to have to shave off all your hair? So Amali, he said to me, Roel Yisi, I was a shepherd, Lavi Be'iri, for my father in my town, and one day I was out there with the sheep, Valati Lishov Mayim and Amayim, and I went to go get water from the well, and when I looked into the well, it was like a mirror. The calm waters of the well were like a mirror, and I saw myself, it is Takalti Bebavuashli, I saw my image in the water. Pachas Yitzri Olai, and my Yitzhahara tried to grab me and said, whoa, you're a handsome dude. You are going to be great with the ladies. You could be a really successful person with the ladies. Ubikesh Latardani min Olam, and the Yitzhahara tried to remove me from the world. In other words, he wanted me to do Aveira. He said, look how handsome you are. So I said to my Yitzhahara, Reka, you empty one. He's really talking to himself. He said, who do you think you are that you're being Mizgoya? Bibne Mato Mizgoya Bolam Shenu Shalcha. What? You made yourself beautiful? It's not from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're a nothing. You're a gornish. You are fortunate that Hashem gave you this bracha, and now you're going to get arrogant over it? So, Shesov Chalios Rima V'Soleya, you're so proud of yourself, how beautiful you are. At the end of 120 years, you're going to be eaten by the worms. So, what are you being so arrogant about your beautiful visage? So, Avoda, that's a Lashon of Shvua, he says, Shagalecha Cha Lashamayim, I'm going to cut off all my hair as a Nazir, and I'm doing it to serve you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shimon HaTzadik heard this. Amadati, he stood up for this person. Shimon HaTzadik was a Gadol Hadar. He stood up for this young man. When he shakti v'arosho, and he gave him a big kiss on his head. And Amadati lo, and he said to him, oh, kimoscha yirbu nazirim b'Yisrael. You are the type of nazir that a person was going to take upon himself nazir. It's only because of the pure motives that you did to fight the Yetzirah. You're allowed to become a nazir, to be mizaris yourself, to do a mitzvah. And you did this so beautifully. Oh, Alecha Kosev Omer. That's why Hashem had the extra word Lashem to teach us in this pasuk. Ish, gives a couple of words in the Gemara. Kiyafli Lindor Neder Nozir Lahazir Lashem. He wants to go and become a Nozir LaHashem. Oh, should be like you. I once heard a shir where they brought down the Stipler Gaon. The great Stipler Gaon asked a bomb kash over here. And it says that in this situation, why didn't the Nazir just cut off his hair right away? This young man, instead of becoming a Nazir, go take a razor and cut off all your hair right away. So the stipler answered so beautifully, and he said the hair was just part of the problem. It didn't uproot the underlying arrogance. So let's say he would have cut off his hair. No, his hair would have grown back. His idea of being arrogant about something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him would have still been there. By going through the Naziris process, that would remove the underlying gaiva, that would remove the underlying Yetzirah that he was facing. Just by removing the hair, that was a symptom, not the disease. You want to cure the disease and not take care of just the symptom. Gemara continues and questions the idea that you're telling me, Rabbi Shimon, that Shimshon never had a declaration that he was a Nazir. Shimshon lav Nazir hava? There was no declaration that Shimshon was to become a Nazir? Foksiv, the pasuk says, ki nazir elokim yihyeh hanar min habeten. The father of Shimshon, Manoach, is told, go make Shimshon a Nazir. In other words, isn't that the father making his son a Nazir? So there is a declaration in the Naziris. Why does Rabbi Shimon say that there was no declaration in the Naziris? So he says, no, that wasn't his father talking. Hosam Malach Hudakamah, the Malach Elokim, he was the one that said that this boy will be a Naman Abetin. In other words, no human being declared Shimshon to be a Nazir, and therefore Rabbi Shimon holds there is no such concept of declaring a Nazir Shimshon. Gemara continues, Uminolondit Mele Mesim, how are you telling me, Rabbi Yehuda, that you know for a fact that l'chatchila you're allowed to go be metame if you're a nazir Shimshon to a mace, because Shimshon was metame to a mace? How do we know that that's true? Maybe, in fact, Shimshon didn't actually come into contact with any of the plishtim that he killed. Umilolam di it milamesim. How do you know that he was metame to a mace? Are you going to tell me, Ilema, you're going to say me, this is the pasuk says, Bilchi hachamor, with the jaw of the chamor, he kasi elafish, I killed 1,000 people. Who says he killed him directly with his hands? Dilma, giruye garu vahu, velo nogabahu. He didn't actually touch them. The Rashi over here, the Mefarish, says, he like slashed at them with this jawbone of the donkey, but he never touched the body. Tosa says it's a loshen of chitzim, it's an arrow, it's like a shooting. He threw the lechi of the chamor at them, he never actually touched them, so you can't bring me the raya from there. Maybe he didn't actually touch them, so we don't know for a fact that he was Matami Lemes. So the Gemara says, no, that's not the pasuk. You're right. Ella Mehocha, from this pasuk, it says, Vayach Mehem Shloshim Ish, he killed 30 men, and Vayikach Es Chalitza Osam, and then he took their clothing to fulfill his neder that Shimshon had made. So in this situation, you see that he clearly took the clothing from the dead bodies. One says, who said they were dead? Dilmor Ashlechinun Beresha. First, he stripped them of their clothing, and only afterwards, Vahadar Katlina, and then he killed them afterwards. So no raya that he touched the dead bodies. So the Gemara says, no, vayach, he first hit them, he first killed them, and only afterwards, vayikach, only afterwards it say that he took it. So he obviously touched the dead bodies. Gemara says, however, not so fast. Maybe they weren't dead when he took them. Okay, he hit them, he made them almost dead, but he then took their clothing before they died. Vidilmo gosesin shavino. He made them into gosesin. Tosus points out it would be a lav daf gosesin. They weren't actually gosesin because a nazir would not be allowed to touch a gosesin. Nazir also didn't go to gosesin because he may die any minute. Elikomar carved the gosesin. No, they were knocked out. They were going to die, but at this point in time, they weren't dead yet. So maybe they were on their deathbed, but not gosesin, and therefore he took the clothing when they weren't tummy mace. How do you ever write from here that he was touching a tummy mace? Someone says, you're right, we don't have a raya from the Pesukim. Ella, this is the Kabbalah that Rabbi Yehuda had. And that's why he holds it. L'chatchila, you'll have to become Tomei Tumas Meis. The more questions and says further, Unizir Olam Hechasiv. Where do we find? We find Nazir Shimshon, obviously, from Shimshon. But where do we find an allusion to a Nazir Olam? Where that is? Where is the source for that in the Torah or in Tanakh? So the Gemara says, the Tanya, we learn Rabbi Omer, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi says, Avshalom Nazir Olam Haya. Avshalom, the son of David HaMelech, he was a Nazir Olam. Where do we see that? Because the pasuk says, Shinemar, Vahimi Keitz Arbi Mishana, it was after the 40-year period of time, Vayomer Avshalom El HaMelech, he tells his father David, El Chanov Ashalim is Nidri, let me go up to Yerushalayim and go and pay back the neder, Asher Nodati L'Hashem B'Chevron, that which I made in Chevron previously, in other words, that I was a Nazir Olam. And the din is Megaleach Echod L'Shnei Masor Chodesh, and we see that a Nazir Olam is allowed to go cut his hair, lighten his hair once every 12 months, according to the Shinemar, because the pasuk says that here. So we have is Vayehi, but it really should be V'Hoya Miketz Yomim LaYomim. It's the end of every certain set period of time, Miyomim LiYomim, at the end of a certain period of time, when we turn to Heyom and Aleph. And we know that v'yolif yomim yomim mibatim arichomim. And we learn out how long is this miyomim yomim, this period of time, from the dinim batim arichomim, the certain rules in terms of purchasing a house inside a walled city. And there, the rule is that you have the right as the owner, the original owner, when you sold it to somebody, to get it back within 12-month period of time. You can say, I have charata, I want my deal back, and you pay back the money, and you get your house back. So ma hosam yud beis chodesh. There we know it's a 12-month period of time. So we learn out yomim yomim avkan yud beis chodesh. That's where we learn out the opinion that the nazir olam is allowed to go and lighten his hair once every 12 months. Rav Nehorai disagrees. Rav Nehorai omer no megaleach achas lam yom. He's the opinion that says you can cut your hair once every 30 days. Lighten your hair once every 30 days is a nazir olam. And then we have an additional opinion. Rav Yossi omer megaleach me'erev Shabbos la'erev Shabbos. You have to trim it every erev Shabbos because we find shekim osin b'bnei malachi shemagachem the erev Shabbos la'erev Shabbos, because we find that the kings would cut the hair, and Avshalom was the son of a king, so he was like the kings that they would cut the hair every Erev Shabbos. So therefore, you see that even an Nazir Olam is allowed to, according to this opinion of Yossi, allowed to lighten his hair, trim his hair once a week, Erev Shabbos. Now, we learned this out from Avshalom, that he took upon himself Naziris. He told his father, I want to pay back my Naziris. So Tosus asks in the bottom, Tosus on Dalet Amud Beis, so es nedarai asher nedarti, so stam neder mashmalin Naziris. What neder was that? So a stam neder is Naziris. Furthermore, vod, since it tells us that he would cut his hair every now and then, it's mashma shehichvid lo b'sayro. It must be that his hair had gotten heavy. Nechlal the Naziris daughter. So this is the raya that we're dealing here with the Naziris. This is a beautiful long shiur. With this, we conclude today's shiur.